Welcome back to the James Rice Show. Don't forget, guys, to follow us on Facebook. And you can just type in James Rice Show and you will get onto our Facebook page. We've got lots of stuff on there, old lessons, video lessons that I'm posting with the little captions. So that's kind of neat. So you guys can follow along there. And as well as some old photos and old videos, you know, of what I've done in the past. So you guys can also see what I've done. And we, of course, post the podcast, the new podcast episodes up on the Facebook page at James Rice Show. So just type in James Rice Show to search. Oh, yeah, Stephanie is telling me. Yeah, I forgot. The most important thing is that you guys can write me and contact me through the Facebook page. So you can send your comments, send your questions through that Facebook page. So check it out. And it's just James Rice Show. No the, just James Rice Show. All right, so right now, we're going to take a look at a Canadian higher education survey. Yeah, a new survey came out last week, and it states that 60% of international students in Canada want to apply for permanent residency in the country. Now, that is according to a survey conducted with international students, of course, by the Canadian Bureau of International Education, CBIE. And you know what? This is huge. And Canada has experienced rapid, that means very fast, rapid growth in international students in recent years. And the reason for this boom is because Canada has been encouraging immigration of international students. If students come to Canada and go to college or university and find a job, then they can become a resident here in Canada and enjoy all the benefits that Canada has. Of course, we're broadcasting here from Toronto, Canada, so a little biased in our opinion of Canada. But Canada essentially wants an educated workforce. All right, so it wants international students that are educated and can contribute to society now and in the future. Now, it is important to note that over half of the people in this survey, 54% of the international students surveyed, applied to the United States first before coming to Canada. And that's a wow. That's a big wow. You know, and you know, that's kind of a problem for the United States institutions out there. Over half of the students wanted to go to the USA. That was their first choice before they came to Canada. And of course, you can look at Trump and that's kind of that pops in your head first. Oh, it must be Trump. But, you know, there are other reasons. And sometimes the reasons are that after doing college or going to college or going through university, it's sometimes hard to get jobs and get the green card and stay in America after that. So that's tough for those international students in the USA. And it's a lot easier. The Canadian government has made it a lot easier for international students to do this path. So one of the reasons why that Canada has become a little more popular. Another interesting stat from this survey was that 93% of students were either satisfied or very satisfied with their education in Canada. And that is really amazing. I mean, that's a good number, 93%. And 96% of the students would recommend Canada as a destination for their education. I mean, that's an impressive number. And I think that one of the reasons, and it's stated in the survey, but I want to expand on it more, is the co-op or internship experience is very, very good here. It is something that we have done a great job in. My two children are in university now. One is studying engineering and one is studying kinesiology. And their focus when deciding which school to join was the work placement programs, the co-ops, the internships. Getting a chance to work in the field that you are studying is amazing, and it's very important. It's very important for your future. And Canada has done a great job in improving this area. I mean, university, when you think about going to university, you know, traditionally it was about, you know, teaching students to think, speak, and write. I mean, it's giving students the ability to think, speak, and write in complex and complicated jobs. And that was and has been kind of the purpose of university. So it didn't matter necessarily what program you took, although it could benefit in certain skills, but you would come out being able to learn, think, and speak. But now, more importantly, I find that university and post-secondary education is about the co-op and the internship, getting that real life experience, that job experience, because employers are seeing that the students coming out of university maybe are not at that level of learn, speak, and think, or the employers recognize that the world is changing very quickly. Technology is changing the world very quickly, that the way business is done is changing very quickly, and they want to retrain the students. They want to teach the students their business style. So getting an internship really helps the Canadian students when they're looking for work. And, you know, Canada's done a great job. It's very, very good. Now, it is not all perfect, okay? Students do complain that Canadian employers want to see Canadian work experience, all right? So they won't consider work experience that a student has done abroad in their own country, for example, as being valid. And that is a problem. You know, that is a problem. And that is something to remember, international students. If you are thinking about coming to Canada, you got to find a co-op or internship program with your college or university degree. The employers are not looking at the work that you've done in your country. And as an employer, because, you know, as many of you know, I owned my own school and I had my own business, and I had a couple of businesses in my lifetime. You know, you want to find people that are comfortable working in your culture. And I'm sure that's what employers are thinking. But they do need to recognize that there are some skills out there. So you need to take a co-op. And even I tell my kids, you know, guys, work experience is critical. Just going to school is not enough. You need to find a job while you're in school that can maybe even connect to your job in the future. So it could be something that it could be something small. You know, my son is thinking about doing kinesiology, maybe a physiotherapist. He's kind of in the health sciences. You know, it's hard to find a job in that area. And I'm recommending him to look at retail companies such as, you know, a GNC, which sells health food products and protein shakes and things like that, as an opportunity for him to consider. So you need to kind of think of opportunities that even while you're at school, that could help you in your future employability. So that means making yourself employable, okay? And so co-op is something that is absolutely necessary here in Canada when you're looking for school. Anyways, all of that means the news is good for Canada. The immigration policy is working here. The education system seems to be working here. And, you know, that is hurting the USA, which, you know, is usually one of our big competitors. I'm sure they'll be fine, though. I'm sure they'll be fine. So check it out. It is. It will post it on the website, www.thejamesriceshow.com, and you can read the entire Canadian Higher Education Survey by the Canadian Bureau for International Education.